Okay.
Good.
Tell us your name.
My name is André Brunet. I'm playing the fiddle, tapping the feet in a band called De Temps en Temps.
Okay.
From Quebec, north of Montreal. We live around the same town, which is Joliette, in the Lanaudière area. So it's a nice place, nice little town. And this area is very most known for his music. There's a lot of Acadian people who has moved there maybe 200 years ago. And we still have the same roots. And we it's very strong in music there. Also Irish and Scottish people has built village and town. So it's a nice area.
So the music you sing, you perform, is it Acadian or no?
The origins for the songs comes from Brittany and Normandy, also from France. Most of our songs comes from there. There is some variation from Quebec, but the principal place where the song comes from are from Brittany and Normandy. And the music is a big blend with the Scottish, Irish, French, English, so Acadian music. So the roots of the Acadian comes from France. So it's automatically we are part of these roots.
Okay, is the music you play all traditional, or are you writing that tradition?
No? Yes, exactly. We write the tunes. We compose the tunes, but mostly of our stuff we're doing, we're trying to just search old tunes, old songs from collect. There is a big archives in Quebec at the Université Laval, and they have a big archives there from old collections. Collectors were going in village, make people sing the songs, recording them on the old tapes. There is a lot of collections who have never been listened yet, and because when you put a collection there, you need to respect which day, who was there, the age of the people. So it's a long work, but there is a lot of collections like that who has been just put there to not lose them, to preserve their the collections. Mm-hmm. So it is fun. It's can take maybe a month every day to listen all the archives who are there. So mm-hmm. it's a huge place.
Good resource for you.
Oh, absolutely,
like,
yeah. It is very good. And most also what we have like family or friends. Or this old man has old tapes or old, sometimes a camera, you know, old 8mm camera, something like that. So sometimes it's fun. But this can happen one on 100 people you met, that, oh, I have old uncles who are a fiddler and maybe he has record. So we try to involve people in keeping the archives like that. Just to realize that this old tape in the old wardrobe, you know, this can be very important for the future. So.
Your band is 3 years old, or how old?
Well, it's the sixth year. Yeah, exactly.
Years,
so it's fun.
Good.
We have started, the three of us, playing together in a big band called La Bottine Souriante. Mm-hmm. And when Eric and Pierre-Luc joined the band, we knew each other for years, but we were not expecting to play together because we were all part of other bands, and I was with La Bottine. But when Pierre-Luc and Eric joined the band, it is fun. We have started playing together, and from there somebody said, oh, it would be great to hear the three young men without the brass and only the three of you. We said, yes, no problem, pay us and we're going to make you a show. And the guy said, okay, I'm going to call you next week. And this is how it started.
And the name means what?
Well, the name means De Temps en Temps. It's a wordplay. So the way it is written, it is from the olden times, mm-hmm. but it's also the meaning of this in English, in French, is once in a while, time to time. Mm-hmm. So it is a wordplay that at the moment it was only once in a while we were playing together. So this is, that could be great to have a band like that. So De Temps en Temps we play together. So it's fun.
So for the last year, you've had an agent in New York?
Since 2 years.
2 years.
Now we have Eye for Talent, yes, who are working for us.
That allows you to perform more in the United States.
In the States, Canada, and Europe also. So okay, it's fun. We the box, the Eye for Talent, the office, has hired a woman from Quebec.
Uh-oh.
To book the Canada.
Oh.
And book the U.S., also the New England part. So which is fun for us because we have only one agent, because sometimes you find an agent for USA, you will have another agent for the Europe. So sometimes the schedules are hard to bring everybody at the same point, because this booker tried to book in September and this other one also sometimes. So so there's no conflict because it's all in the same office.
So the Eye for Talent, there's an agent now in New England and does Canada also.
Yes. Oh yeah, they do all around the world now. So they were doing all around the
now
world.
Now you just need one agent.
Exactly. So one box, one office, and that's it. They have like 5 or 6 people working for them, so which is fun. And it's important for a band to be well known, represented all around the world in different conferences, and then from the festivals. It's only contacts. So when you talk to somebody, if for us most of the contacts are when we're playing in festivals. From there, the word is spread. Is spreading all around the world, so that's fun.
So we heard you last at Celtic Fiddle Fest.
Yes.
And we got to hear a little piece of your music, and we got to hear a little contrast, and then you play it all together with other musicians.
Yeah.
But I bet this composition is different for people that haven't heard it. Describe the differences and the similarities, or tell us about your band.
Well, the Celtic Fiddle Festival music is to show the different Celts influences in our style of music, so which is fun to have Kevin Berg as an Irish fiddler with the style from County Sligo, County Clare, I think. I don't remember. Well, it's part of this. And after that, Christian Lemaitre from Brittany, which is very fun because the fiddling in Brittany, there's most of the archives and all the roots of the traditional music has been lost in the Second War, because all the towns has been destroyed and all the libraries have been destroyed. So in the 50s, probably 60s, they have tried to bring back the Britain music, but which was hard because no tapes, only few manuscription about how it was during those nights. So they have tried to bring to create a new music which could be close to what it was, because they had some old musicians and singers who were playing music. So which is fun to hear, very special, very far from what we're doing in Quebec.
It sounds like it, but, in my ears, yeah.
And but there is some tunes that we can hear. Very the dances, gavotte, so some songs that we sing, but it is at the base, it's a melody. So, and with me, before me it was Johnny Cunningham, who was the Scottish fiddler, so which is another big part of our music in Quebec. So me, my point in the band is to bring like the result of all these music together, because the blend of all those cultures together, which is fun. It's interesting to see, because it's very, very now distinct. Quebecois music is now distinct from every other style, which is good. This is what we want to show to people when they come to see the show. And the Celtic Fiddle Festival is one of the band to show that, and to have the time to show. Take 20 minutes and, okay, this is how we're doing it at home, and why we're where we are doing it. So it's fun.
So your band now is tell us about it.
Yes, the temps en temps, you mean?
Yes.
And the temps en temps is yeah. Yeah, it's my band, it's true. And the temps en temps is a blend of we are three musicians with different backgrounds, but the main background for the three of us is the family. So we have take the songs, the love to the music from our families. So which is fun. We have big families singing. For myself, it's more about music, fiddling music. So this is my contribution of the band to bring, you know, like the fiddle music, some tunes, but we compose with the old tradition.
In your mind, right.
So it's modern tunes, but it's still in the same mind. So we grew up in that. So, and being all together, it's the energy. We know where we're going. So this is the big force, the big event for our band. Is we know where to go. We don't need to talk too much. We understand. We go. So when we work on a tune, so we just have to give. Okay, me, I'm thinking about this kind of idea to build up on this. Maybe more smooth or more rock or more, and from there we all go in the same directions, which is nice. And we have different backgrounds music. Eric is listening a lot of Scandinavian music, and Pierre-Luc is everything, and me too. So we have heard a lot of music from different kind, different countries. But recently we were listening to a lot of Cajun music, which is close to what they are and what we are, sorry, the Cajun people. So it's fun. It's the influence that we bring. I'd say the last album we just released last year in August, it's a nice album, has been mixed with Cajun influences, Southwest music, like you know, very bluegrass kind of, and very typical for us. Especially Eric is playing the bouzouki, Irish bouzouki,
right, right.
Which is not common for Quebec music, but it's fun. It's his way of bringing the chords, and you know,
it's a higher sound. It's a little sharp, it just comes through a little bit.
Yeah, and it's very powerful and very. It's a big kick. Well, when he starts, so which it's very fun to. I feel very lucky to be with the two other guys, because we have the same mind and we understand the music the same way. Basically, music is to make people dance. So this is our first mind when we start to work on a medley of tunes or songs. Even the songs are there for, you know, to keep the rhythm, especially with the foot tapping. So this is the drum. So and my way of tapping the feet is different than Eric. So which is nice when we combine the two different sound, two different way of tapping. So when we blend that, it's a lift off for sure.
Yeah, it sounds great. Tell me the name of the CD that you put out.
The last album is called Les Habits de Papier.
Yeah.
So which means the paper suits.
Yeah, I didn't understand. How is that? Is that pulled in with the music?
There's one song of the album, which is the paper suits.
Okay.
Tunes.
Right.
It's about the guy who's he's playing cards too much, so he sold his suits.
Okay.
And
all
they
right.
say. For you to have a suit, we're gonna give you a paper suit.
Okay.
And from there, he's scared about everybody because, you know, he can't go outside.
Yeah.
Can't go outside if it rains.
Right.
So it's all about that. So that's why
I didn't understand that because I see the paper suit.
Exactly. So we just start from the idea of this song. So we were thinking about the first tune of the album, the second track, which is Les Maisons Renfoncées. So the house under, you know, just underground. So but from there you need to get the idea of that. But when we thought about the paper suits, we said we should find somebody who will make us paper suits.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a friend of us, she's a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, I have done that a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the beautiful paper suits.
They are very, very nice, very impressive. So. I think that's all the questions I have.
All right.
Is there anything else you think people should know about you and your music?
Well, basically, Quebecois music is a high rhythm music.
Yeah.
For sure, anybody who will come see the show, that they will go out, they will back home, they will go back home with a big smile.
Yeah.
And I think it's the powerful the power and the flame of a culture. So Quebecois music is very close to what we feel. If we look to this, we are maybe 10 million, maybe probably less, 10 million people who are talking French in North America. So it's, when you think about that, it's like every different different cultures. When you are when you're not a big people, so you try to give more energy in the culture. So this is what is Quebecois music. It's lively and we love
it. Is Joliet really where a lot of it is being preserved now? Just that all that area?
This area, they try to preserve that, and even the young people come to the school there.
Yeah.
And they.
The festivals had a lot of young people.
Exactly.
Which is very impressive, and the people, young people playing it.
This region is very well known for that. But there's Quebec City also, but it's always more difficult. I'd say most everywhere in Quebec, traditional music is not quite known and played by a lot of people. But when we have festivals like this one in Joliet, Mémoire et Racine, so this festival is there to prove that this music needs to be known more and more and more. But Joliet is very strong for that.
Seems like a lot of musicians live in that area.
Absolutely,
so
and from every kind of music, but traditional. Music is.
Well,
you go to Joliet. There's not a lot of jam session, but it's the best is to go in a family party. You know, home party. It's always the best places you can sit, enjoy the music, and enjoy.
Now, do you have brothers?
I have two other brothers. Réjean is playing bass and accordion with Le Vent du Nord.
That's right. Okay, I couldn't remember all the connections.
Your other
brother play or no?
No. Computer man. He's working
for. We need those.
Absolutely. He's working for.
Okay, we can't all be musicians.
No. It's good. We need people to listen.
Uh-huh.
Also, but it's fun. We don't get too much time to see each other because Réjean is always on tour with Le Vent du Nord, and
so they're here now. He's here, right?
Yeah, he's here. So it's just fun.
A chance to spend some time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's really, really nice, and we can't wait to have you. It's going to be really good. We've been talking a lot about it, so hopefully we get a nice, big, exciting crowd.
I'm sure. We're gonna have fun too.
All right,
see you soon.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.